Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with University of Iowa graduate student Laura Michelson about her archival work for the Kelowna Public Library and Kelowna Historical Village, as well as community outreach she's doing this school year. This is the second part of a two-part interview.
For the community outreach, what are your plans for this next semester, this second half of the academic year?
So a big project will be a community scan day, where we're going to set it up so locals can bring in documents, like old photographs or old letters, and we'll digitize it all while you're standing there, and you can tell us more about who in your family or how you got these materials. So that's a big project that'll be coming up. I'd also like to do some kind of training sessions almost to show people that we have these resources of the online digital collection. And you can also access from, I believe, all of Washington County newspapers from way back. And so kind of I would like to show people those resources and you can find your own history there.
And what would you say is the importance of archiving history, especially for a small town like Kelowna?
I think it's invaluable, where even if you have a historian come visit a place and they write a book, you only get one aspect of a community. And by digitizing and saving this history, you can see how people really thought about Kelowna and what their lives were like here. And I think that that's how we really see history. So I'm fascinated by it.
How's the progress been this semester, working here at the library? And do you spend most of your time here, or have you spent some of it at the village?
Yeah, so my graduate assistantship, they call it a quarter time through the library. So that's 10 hours a week. And so I spend about 2 hours a week working on projects remotely or doing research to inform what I'm working on. So like how to properly digitize books with photographs. And then I am hosted here in the library, usually, is where I work on things. And then it's volunteers throughout the week from the historical village who will kind of get materials over here for me or set things up. I have gone over to the village on a couple different things. I went and I was walking around during Kelowna days to photograph. But yeah, it's been a great experience.
Yeah. For the documents for the village, is that also going on the Iowa Heritage website or collection you mentioned?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Kelowna days, and you're not a native or anything to Kelowna, so what have you liked so far about Kelowna and this community?
Well, I'm really enjoying, I get to see kind of two sides of Kelowna because I come and I go through historical photographs and I go through letters and yearbooks. So I get the historical side, but then I also get to meet people that live here and people that care about Kelowna. And I'm also from a small town in Wisconsin. And so I really like that kind of community feel. And it's just great to get to know a community as special as Kelowna.
Is there any other outreach or other things that you're working on or anything else you'd want to mention as part of the program?
Yeah, so we do a lot of what actually I've been digitizing is on loan from local people. And talking to the historical village is a great way to see what kind of materials they're looking at saving. But I would like to set up, hopefully, kind of one-on-one sessions where if people want to have some photographs digitized and saved, but they're nervous about just dropping it off, they can come and sit with me and tell me about things while I'm scanning them. And I think having that one-on-one will be great for me as well as local people.
And is this just a one-year program that you'll be here in Kelowna?
So guaranteed it is 1 year. My term will be done at the end of the academic term in the spring. But we are hoping that this will be an ongoing project and that there will be graduate students here for years to come. And that's kind of part of what I'm working on, too, is while I'm working on everything, I'm also tracking how I did it. So once I am done, there'll still be records here of here's how to do this project. Mm-hmm. And so it's not reinventing the wheel when we have someone back, which I hope we do.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with University of Iowa graduate student Laura Michelson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.